Last week, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency held 7 public hearings around Alaska on proposed restrictions to mining activity in the Bristol Bay watershed. The rules, which invoke Section 404C of the Clean Water Act, were spurred by local tribes' concerns that the proposed Pebble Mine, which would excavate copper and gold deposits west of Nan Dalton, could leak waste and irreparably damage the salmon fisheries. A large number of Alaska natives were present at the Dillingham hearing Thursday night, the vast majority in favor of the EPA's regulations. Several prominent individuals spoke out, including Bryce Edgman, the chairman of the Chugyung Corporation and the local Alaska State Representative.
What's really telling to me, and for all the slings and arrows that have been directed to us here in Bristol Bay, who, by the way, through a vast majority opposed the mine, are very concerned about it, the Mount Pauley disaster. Both of our U.S. senators have written with their concern about the mine to the State Department, but our state administration, on the other hand, only has come forward with a statement essentially patting the Canadian mines on the back for the strong regulatory process. There's a reason we're here today, and we really support your stakeholder engagement and everything that you've done.
Another was H. Robin Samuelson, a board member for the Bristol Bay Economic Development Association and the Bristol Bay Native Corporation. He rebuffed the argument by Pebble that the mine would bring jobs, as well as expressing significant concern about the recent Mount Pauley disaster, where the tailing pond at a Canadian copper mine was breached, releasing over 33 million gallons of slurry into the nearby lake and creeks.
I never thought I'd see the day of EPA sitting here and people of Bristol Bay relying on EPA to protect their land and resources and their native culture. We have jobs in Bristol Bay. We have jobs outside of Bristol Bay. BBDC, BBNC, there's a lot of jobs. We don't need a damn pebble mine to provide us with jobs in Bristol Bay that will ruin our habitat, ruin our fisheries. We look at the Pauley mine. The Pauley mine is what we fear. The pebble mine's gonna be 20 times that size. The dam in Pauley mine was 125 feet. The dams up there are 700 feet, the same. Super qualified, super scientific engineers designed a dam, Pauley Dam, and they designed a Pebble Dam.
A common narrative among the speakers, particularly tribal elders, was the concern that mine pollution, if it affected the local salmon populations, would threaten subsistence fishing, which ties in strongly with their way of life. One of the strongest appeals was by local artist Abayu Moore.
We are good people because our way of life. We live the way we do under the American shadow of poverty because it makes us efficient, generous, honest, respectful, and happy. Subsistence makes our life worthwhile and keeps us real. Without it, suicide numbers rise, health deteriorates, and crime rates climb. With your help, this is preventable. People like to come in and tell us how to live. They tout economic opportunity when our fish and wildlife are not only what brings us jobs, but it feeds us. Outsiders completely disregard cultural context in rural areas. Happiness and success may be measured in dollar figures to people in cities, but here in Bristol Bay, happiness and success are measured in full freezers, family gatherings, learning our history, and time spent subsisting.
But not everyone was in favor of the 404C restrictions, which, unlike similar interventions, were made before the Pebble Limited Partnership even applied for a mining permit. Executives from Pebble and its parent company, Northern Dynasty Minerals, spoke out against this preemption. Joining them was Steve Reimers, the general manager for the Iliamna Development Corporation in the Lake and Peninsula Borough. He said these regulations have hurt local business opportunities.
Since this unprecedented action by EPA to use the preemptive threat of the 404C process, we have lost millions of dollars of local expenditures and dropped to only 6 employees in an area that had very little to call an economy prior or post Pebble. It has forced the cancellations of multiple infrastructure projects that are much needed in our area. Even though you have verbally announced that this is intended for only the effect of Pebble, we can easily see that through the Bristol Bay watershed assessment, that this will have a devastating effect of our 77,000 acres that we own, since this land that we own is the exact same land that you're currently assessing. We are concerned about the environment also. We are allowing Pebble and the University of Washington Fisheries Research Institute to bring in consultants that will study the potential effects of our land too. We do feel that we need more of an assessment, but a full impact study, which will be accomplished through the NEPA process. This actually follows the laws of the land that are set forth in the process that everyone expects.
NEPA refers to the National Environmental Policy Act, which, among other things, outlines the process by which mines apply for government permits. Another person who spoke out against EPA's current process was Merritt Carlson Van Duert, a native of Chicnik, former employee of its village corporation, and current employee of Pebble Mine. She said the mine and a healthy fishery can coexist, and that EPA's process wasn't open enough.
This proposed determination is at best inappropriate and at worst illegal. There is a process that is comprehensive and public. It's the NEPA process. And I do not believe that mineral development and a viable, healthy fishery are mutually exclusive. And that is to say, I think we can have both. However, in order to prove appropriate protections are put into place, a project must be evaluated by a prescribed and rigorous permitting process, a process that is defensible, predictable, fact-based, and most importantly, public. And I don't believe that this 404C process that you have driven has been any of these things.
EPA will take the comments from Dillingham and the other six public hearings into consideration when it makes its final decision on its 404C regulations. The public comment period ends on September 19th, and additional feedback can be submitted at regulations.gov. In Dillingham, I'm Chase Cavanaugh.